Morning Man House, don't stop. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Pod 88 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know what it is. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Clocking in. Is the day Wednesday? I think it is. And I know one thing, boy, it is cold outside. 48 degrees out there right about now. That's right, 48 degrees outside. It is, you know, it was warming up for a minute. Then we got to this week and that temperature done dropped. You know what today is, right? Today is Wednesday, April Fool's Day, and I think the weather is fooling us. It's got to be a time foolery. 48 degrees today, so it's going to be right near 60, and that's all we're going to get today. A little light chance of rain on and off, but other than that, sunshine and clouds throughout the day. But for the most part, just chilly. It's going to be a chilly, cloudy day today, and then tomorrow we back to the sunshine. All right, in the Madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, though, Miss Jessica? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. How you doing?
I'm good, Jai.
Yeah, I'm good.
And I know you don't have on a Spider-Man onesie over there.
Well, first of all, get out my business.
I mean, I could see you at home in a Spider-Man onesie.
Well, I decided I wanted to be comfortable today.
Must be nice.
I would have wanted to work. You know I would have.
No, you
would.
No, you
would. You know that ain't nothing for me.
Jessica's at her kitchen table in the Spider-Man onesie with her nice teacher glasses and a head wrap. This is at home. This is an at-home fashion show. I think we should have an at-home fashion show. And people, and we put on our Instagram, we go live, and people tap in with us, and we describe to the listener audience what they wearing at home in their living room. We should do an at-home living room fashion show. What y'all think?
I don't mind doing that.
All right, we're gonna pop it off later on in this morning. Y'all know you had a good night last night?
I'm good. I definitely had a great night last night. What about you?
It was pretty good. You watch anything new on Netflix?
I did. I watched a movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I cannot remember the name of it, and it was absolutely horrible.
Okay. I'm sorry, man. I was with me this morning. Y'all said, what's up to Tide Ass Comedian Popeye?
I say, good morning.
Everybody at home.
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 Good morning.
What's up, Bert?
What's happening?
How you feeling this morning, big dog?
It's Wednesday! It's my favorite day of the week, baby!
I'm going to let you do it today because we need this vibe. Go ahead, bro.
This is for my ladies. This is for my ladies. It's Working Woman Wednesday. Hey, it's Working Woman Wednesday.
There it is. What's up with you, man? You all right?
I'm good, man. How you?
I'm good. How was your night last night?
My night was okay. It was all right.
Yeah.
I got some sad news yesterday.
What was the sad news?
My brother, he tested positive for COVID-19.
Wow, I saw him post that. Well, somebody actually called me and was like, Burbank's brother got the COVID-19. Are y'all safe? Are y'all okay? And I was like, I didn't know Burbank's brother had the COVID-19. They was like, well, he just posted it on his page. I think you need to go check it out. So I went to check it out, and I was like, well, damn, James.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah.
I don't know. He masks his feelings sometimes. But he, I don't know. He called me late last night, and he said he was scared. I was like, why? You done had it for about 3 weeks. You almost over now. You know, just trying to make light of it so he wouldn't feel.
Yeah.
However he was feeling. Because I don't know what to say. I don't know nothing about the corona.
Yeah. You think he'll be willing to call in this morning and talk to us?
I don't know. I'll ask.
Yeah, have you been around him?
Not within 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah, all right.
The doctors told him to isolate himself another 7 days and then check his, because I didn't know the symptoms that he had that he said until later on. He said when he first got back, because he was in New York.
Oh, right. He was up there at the hub.
Right, when he was out of town, he was in New York. And when he came back, he was sick, and he said he felt dizziness and he felt lightheaded. He had a fever also, but he didn't think it was nothing major because it was only like 98, 99. But still, that's a fever. Your body temperature is 97.2?
No, bro. But okay.
6.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Go ahead.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
So he didn't think it was anything major, but I was the one that told him. I was like, you need to go because you've been not feeling right for a long time.
Mm.
And he went and got tested, and the results came back yesterday.
Mm.
So, I mean, he'll be all right.
Okay. Well, sorry to hear that about your brother.
Yeah, definitely. Praying for him.
Yeah. We praying for him. He'll pull through. I don't know what to say. Like, you know, it's one of those things you don't know what to do. It's, you know how serious it is, but you don't.
Yeah.
It, until it hits home, it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Now what do we do? So, you know, we'll see what the next steps are from there. They told me to take Tylenol, so I was like, oh, great advice. Thanks.
Well, that's what they've been telling everybody. You know, yeah. I had somebody call the show because I'm working afternoons. So I had somebody call in the afternoon. They was talking about they went and tested positive for it. And they said the doctors told them, well, you know, honestly, we really don't have anything to give right. you. And they said the doctors call them every day and they told them to take Tylenol. So, you know, for the fever. So,
right.
And they told them, you know, stay away from other people and mm-hmm. stay away from outside. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's basically what I guess what they're telling you. But he did say that. Every day the doctors called him. I check on the symptoms and ask him how he was doing and see if he needed to come back in. But they definitely called every day, like round the clock. He said it was clockwork. Mm. He knew in that phone if it rung at a certain time, he knew it was the doctor. So man, just tell your brother stay safe though, big dog.
Yeah,
and see if they'll check in with us so we can let everybody else know that this thing is not a game.
Oh yeah, got to.
All right, let's go on and get it started this morning with your inspirational power word of the morning. It's my big dog, my big homie, Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community Church.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. The Bible tells us to rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice. I'll admit, it's incredibly hard to rejoice at times. Problems and pain are everywhere. We don't always feel like rejoicing.
Still on my tank. Uh-huh. I woke up a couple
million. Still on my plate. Uh-huh. Dunham Larry, the Morning Bad House. That's the baby right there. It's called a bop. Baby puts a bop in it. And, of course, shout out to the baby, man. They said he's dropping a mini movie today, short film / video today. So make sure y'all go check that out and check his page out on Instagram to follow that, at the baby. And he kind of played an April Fool trick on everybody, him and B. Simone. You know, she's one of his biggest fans, and they put this little picture thing together, and she was acting like she was with him, and everybody was like, oh my god, we knew y'all was together. And yeah, it was more like she was promoting her book, and he was promoting his new short film that's dropping today. So shout out to him. Alright, y'all know what it is, man. 6:07, 7 minutes out to 6 o'clock. You know what time it is inside the madhouse. Hit that hashtag MHQOTD madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who.
Miss Jessica, what we got for the question of the day?
All right, here's our question of the day this morning. We want to know, who is the best singer from a group that went solo?
Ooh, the best singer, Eddie Kane Jones. No, I'm just kidding.
And I guess for me, what automatically jumps in my mind is Beyonce.
Yeah. Beyonce. That's a good one. Who you got, Bert?
Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson.
Easy. We going way back there?
Easily.
You going way back there?
Yes. What you mean way back? He was with the Jackson 5 for how long? That was
in the 80s.
But okay. Don't matter. But he became the most successful entertainer of all time.
Did
the
he?
GOAT.
Did he?
The king of pop.
Did he?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go with Pleasure P, man, from Puerto Rican.
I'm surprised you didn't go with Jeezy, Larry.
He said singer, though. So I'm going. I'm going.
Any leader of any group.
No, you said singer. No, I'm going with my boy Pleasure P from Pretty Ricky. That's who I'm going with. Marcus Cooper. That's who I'm going with. That's who I'm rolling with.
No, you can go with rapper if you want. Any leader of any group or what person from any group who went solo.
But you said
singer, of all time.
You said singer. So what? I'm rolling with Pleasure P.
Pleasure P.
Yep. Hey.
That's your choice. Like. You right.
That's my pick.
You right. That's your
Marcus
pick.
Marcus Cooper, my homie from Puerto Rico. That's who I'm rolling with. That's right. What the problem is?
Ain't no problem.
All right.
It's
either between him or Marion from B2K.
Omarion definitely is a good
one.
One of them two.
Omarion. I might roll with Omarion because me and Omarion got the same birthday.
What is that?
I got to roll with the Scorpio, homie. We got the same birthday. We were born on the same day.
You don't have to because y'all
you're a hater. Birthday. Just got it. We vote on this.
Hit up our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man. If they love me or they hate me.
Yes, sir. Pod 98 WPEG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 48 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 60. No rain in the forecast. Well, a little slight chance of rain, about 10 to 12%. Early morning rain and then clearing out and making way for sunshine tomorrow. But just more clouds than sun today. But other than that, should be all right. A little chilly out there this morning, though, if you're headed out. And of course, you know, you got to hit the hashtag, MHQOTD. Your Madhouse question of the day, which is what today, Ms. Jessica?
We want to know which lead singer of a group had the best solo career, had or has.
And I said mine, well, I'm torn between my two big little homies. Marcus Cooper, a.k.a. Pleasure P from Pretty Ricky, and Omarion. I think I'm going to really roll with Omarion. I thought about it during the break. Me and him got the same birthday, same date. So, yeah, I'm rolling with Omarion. He killed him.
I'm going with Beyonce for this one. Beyonce, definitely.
Beyonce did her thing.
Y'all already know who I'm going with. Michael Jackson. The greatest. The GOAT. The king. The greatest of all time.
Okay.
Well, we want to hear from you. Head on over to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Nola Larry, at I Am Burpee. Or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Michael Jackson ain't do nothing, did it, Jessica? It wasn't that. Beyonce was way better than Michael Jackson.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that Michael Jackson did nothing.
But Beyonce,
he is Michael Jackson.
But Beyonce was better than Michael Jackson, wasn't she?
No.
I'm not going to say better than Michael Jackson. But she continues to improve.
Okay.
And what she's doing.
Man, y'all hit the hashtag. Hashtag M. Y'all scared this one. Hashtag MHQOTD. Or, of course, you can slide in our DMs. Or, of course, you can leave it on our voicemail. 704-227-8780. Coming up, we got your Madhouse Classic Throwback. And we popping off Working Woman Wednesday.
No limit, Larry.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your...
To my working ladies.
To my working ladies.
It's B-Town, baby.
No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. We'd like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Without your baby, we hopeless. Keep doing you and in spite of remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City. Guest on your rock killing. I'm working up at the Sprinter. You doing it independently. Duke Power, her Mecklenburg County School teaching. And stay under the radar overachieving.
Been on the grind working all week. Say you the real MVP. You can have it. Cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody knows she working and she grinding. Working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding. Working and she grinding. Working and she grinding.
Started working at your grinding. Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. Y'all know what it is. Working Woman Wednesday. We doing it for the ladies. And Miss Jessica, like I said, you've been doing this on the Power 98 page. Shouting out to all the first responders and all the folks working in the hospitals out there.
Yes, 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 yes. Want to recognize everyone, all of our medical workers, not just the ones that are like implementing the medicine or anything like that. Like, we want to do first responders. We want to do the janitors that work at the hospitals, the people that work at the front desk, anybody that is working in our hospitals and medical centers. We want to recognize them.
Yeah, what Ms. Jessica said is that we want to recognize anybody that's working in the hospital and salute to all you ladies. We want to salute to the ladies out there working. Mm-hmm. If you out there working this morning, well, no, really no matter where you're going, but definitely to all the first responders. Hey, shout out to _ARIJet on our Instagram page, Morning Madhouse. We are live on it right now. She said to all the correctional institutions and the correctional workers out there, definitely it's a lot of ladies that work in that field too. But call us up so we can let you you give some shout outs this morning. 570-WPEG. That's right, 570-WPEG. We want to shout out to all the ladies that's working out there this morning in those type of fields. And shout out to Miss Toothick. Miss Toothick was on our Instagram page this morning. Said she's on her way to work. She's working for the state. Actually working for the state. And I told y'all that if you want us to see us, you want us to see you on our Instagram page to go live with us. And she said she got her Nike gear on this morning that she got from a booster.
She didn't say she got it from a booster.
Yes, she did,
Jeff. She definitely did.
She said she
you
got it.
You said that she got it from a booster.
And she started laughing and shook her head. Yeah, she got it from a booster. Y'all know y'all be getting them Nike outfits from them boosters out there. Stop playing.
It costs too much.
Yeah, I mean, listen. And right now, 570-WPEG. If you want to, ladies, if you want to shout somebody out, shout yourself out this morning. We're talking to y'all this morning, working on Wednesday. It's Pot 98.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, I mean,
if they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
What's up, Carolinas? It's No Limit Larry.
And I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door from the...
She go to work every day just to get the bills paid. Monday through Friday and sometimes on the weekends. Whatever she gotta do, she's gonna do it. She's gonna get to a check. Hold up, now listen to this. It is working one more Wednesday. Working one more Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Can't forget about Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Can't forget about Wednesday. Working one more Wednesday.
Oh yeah.
Working one more Wednesday. Yeah.
I see y'all out there.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's Plug for doing hip hop and R&B. We doing it for all the ladies. Jessica, you got some first responders out there because, like I said, you've been doing this for like what 2 weeks now on our Power 98 website.
Yeah, people can send over their photos so that I can acknowledge them. At Hey Miss Jessica, you can either DM me or you can send them to my email address, MissJessica@Power98FM.com.
And shout out to all the ladies who's been going live on our Power 98 Instagram page. I mean, our Morning Madhouse Instagram page. It is Morning Madhouse with two Ds. Follow us on the gram. Morning Madhouse with two Ds. Madhouse has two Ds, all one word. So just go follow us on the gram. And salute to all the ladies that's been tapping in this morning. Good morning out there. Who this is?
Good morning.
What's up? Who this is this morning?
It's Michelle.
Hey, baby. Where you working at this morning? What you doing? Who you shouting out?
Well, I'm shouting out Child Care Network in Gastonia and all over the Charlotte area. People don't think about how we still on the front end as well in the daycare field.
No doubt, man.
So I want to give all those ladies out there that's working in the daycare field a shout out. And woo-ah, because we doing it in the front line as well.
Not a woo-ah.
Mm. Yes. It's hard because we're taking on all the people that's out there on the front line, the doctors and the nurses and essential workers. We're essential as well.
Yeah, oh, you're right, because, you know, the essential workers need child care right now, and we appreciate that with what y'all doing. So thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
What up, who did?
This your girl, Tutu. Calling from Chester.
What up, Tutu? Calling from Chester. Where you working at?
Hey, Tutu.
I work at a treatment center. Good morning. I work at a treatment center in Rockia, a behavior treatment center.
And y'all still work?
Yeah, that's some kids home.
That's what's up. So salute to y'all and anybody else you want to shout out over there.
Yeah, I want to give my cousin April, yeah, as y'all know, like BM, a happy birthday shout out this morning, too.
Oh, it's her birthday today?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So, y'all, oh, my God, I can't even believe it.
She about to cut up on April Fool's Day.
You related to April.
Yes.
You got it. Since you related to April, you got to do an impersonation of April.
You got to.
Happy birthday, April.
We said
like
an
impersonation.
There it is.
All right, baby, you hold it down on this Working Woman Wednesday.
All right, thanks.
I did not know today was April's birthday on April's Fool's Day. Yeah, April Fool's Day. You know she about to cut up. Tory Lanez, T-Pain, Jerry Sprunger, Charlotte's Blood. I know, Jessica. It's crazy, right? Like Bim. You know, happy working woman. We family Wednesday.
She
used to
work a queen of diamonds on a Monday. Only hit the club on Saturday and Sunday. I used to pull up every week. You sexy.
You better sing that. Yes, sir. Working woman Wednesday. Salute to all the ladies out there. Yes, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing good.
What's up? Who is this?
Kristen Timmons.
Hey, Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. Timmons.
Hey, good morning.
Where you checking in from, baby?
Charlotte Area Transit System.
The cat system.
What up, cats?
Yeah, we out here thugging it.
So, we was told that y'all were operating on like a Saturday schedule or something like that?
Right.
Yes, we are.
So is the buses still free?
Yes, it is.
So, I can just come pop on the bus and go anywhere I want to go?
Yeah, but don't come on riding all day, though.
Let's go, Larry. Let's go do it.
Hey, no, get to your destination and get off, okay?
What bus you drive, baby?
Well, I drive the community circulator buses, so I drive bus 51.
What's the community? What is that? What is the community circulator bus?
It's like the smaller buses that maybe go through the neighborhoods and stuff.
Oh, that's beautiful. Mm. What neighborhoods you be going through?
Well, today I'm going to 51, so I'm going to go to Caroline Place Mall.
The mall ain't open, though.
I know, but they still wanted to run.
Oh. So that's where me and Burpee need to come get picked up at?
Yeah, come on out to, what is that? What is that station out there? Look, Lord, I done drove there all week. Don't even know. I can't even think of it off the top of my head. The Matthews station. Matthews.
Got to be black. Got to be a
black. Don't do that. I know I'm black.
Because I can tell.
Even though I'm black.
Because you don't know where you're going. See, a white driver, they know all they stops. They know their customers.
Everywhere.
And they know where the hell they're going. You don't know where you're going. And you've been driving it for a week. Oh, yeah, you definitely black.
We don't believe you.
You definitely black.
I've been driving 8 years.
And you've been driving. Oh, Lord.
8 years.
Oh, Lord. That's even worse. That's even worse. Oh, Lord.
Mm-mm.
Oh, Lord.
Not doing this with you.
Okay, baby. Go ahead and give your shout out for working one more Wednesday. You got a shout out for one Wednesday?
Hello?
I guess.
She's still there? Hello?
I guess she went to find out where her route was.
Y'all talk so bad about her.
Coming up, man, y'all know what it is. We gonna let y'all shine this morning.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And you're home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
You know how it goes down. You got somebody you need to let shine. All right, fellas, y'all can tap in on this one. 570 WPEG. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy. Little baby.
Daddy.
Yeah, I don't know what Jessica doing. Bro. I don't know. Thank you. Catch me in Atlanta, no security with my jewelry. Found out I'm rich, my baby. Power 98 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. Time to go do it, man. You know, we just want to spread positivity in a negative world. It's called letting y'all shine. Come on, man. Somebody's doing something good in your life. We want to hear about it. Let's get to it right now. Let them shine, baby.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown.
Let's go.
Hey, shout out to everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we got to shine. Big flossing.
Shining, 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 yeah.
See that you.
Shining, 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 yeah.
My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Shine. Y'all know what time it is inside the madhouse.
Ooh.
Hey, yo, of course I gotta let y'all shine. I wanna give a big shout out to No Limit, though. He's really been in the community real hard for the past couple days. So definitely wanna let him shine. I also wanna let my girlfriend shine. She's a nurse. I wanna shout out all of the first responders, all the nurses, all the doctors who are definitely out here fighting with us and for us. during this tough time. So definitely want to let them shine and let them know that they are definitely appreciated.
And we want to let you shine, Autumn, because you always have a positive spirit every time you call in here. And you've been down. You've been down with us forever, Autumn. And I know you're like 30 now. So we really appreciate you, Ma. You know what I'm saying? And you keep me on my
What?
You keep me up on my New York.
Hit the button.
Okay, okay, I hit the button. Thank you, Autumn.
I love you.
Yeah. It's the plug. Who you let shine this morning?
Hey, my name is Miranda. I want to give a shout out to Minuet Post Office. We out here slanging that mail.
Slanging that mail.
Getting that money, bringing them checks.
Okay.
I am sick of you.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning. I'm letting all the women shine. Happy working, woman, wonderful Wednesday. And I'm letting myself shine. Happy birthday to me. Wish me many, many, many more like this.
Today your birthday, April.
One time happy for the birthday,
April.
One time for the birthday, chick. Alright, man, shout out to everybody out there doing their thing this morning. Let everybody shine, everybody who's on their grind, and shout out to Raquel out there driving them dump out there driving that dump truck. And she says, send a shout out to all the women dump truck drivers. Coming up, Miss Jessica's got it for let me hit the button for them.
Hit the button for them.
All right, Miss Jessica's on the way with you know the neighbor news.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay. Wake up.
Last week about Scarface and how he tested positive for the coronavirus. Well, he was giving an update and spilled some tea about someone else who has tested positive for the coronavirus. Who is it?
He from Texas, so I would think it'll probably be like somebody like Mike Jones. Who? Mike Jones.
Bushwick Bill, because the corona's playing tricks on him.
You need that?
Yeah, I thought Bushwick Bill passed away.
He did, Bert.
Little Bush. Oh, that's why he did that.
You know what, Bert? You know what?
Come on, Bert.
Sometimes you just go too far.
Too far. What? I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. Keep it locked for the nosy neighbor.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
That is coming your way right after this music from Roddy Rich. It's The Box here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
It's too far, Bert.
Too far. What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, April 1st. Rihanna is staying busy during this time of isolation. She spilled the tea during a recent interview that a Fenty skincare line is coming soon. Rumors of her skincare line have been circulating for about 3 years now. Rihanna didn't give a release date for the line, but according to trademarks that were filed years ago, she plans on covering all of your skincare needs. Despite prosecutors saying that he couldn't get out of jail early, R. Kelly strongly believes that prison is a breeding ground for the coronavirus and wants to be released. The feds responded to Kelly's legal team by saying that the singer isn't old enough to be considered a high risk and that the prison he's housed in is up to CDC guidelines. R. Kelly's attorneys continue to hold his ground and believe that the singer is more susceptible to catching the virus if he stays locked up. And what it may have been a slip of the tongue, rapper Scarface has revealed that actor Faison Love has the coronavirus. It all happened when Scarface, who tested positive for the coronavirus, was giving an update on his own health. Faison, who is best known for his role as Big Worm in the original Friday movie, hasn't confirmed that he does have coronavirus just yet. Vanessa Bryant hopped on Instagram to let fans know that the next installment of Kobe Bryant's best-selling book series is finally out. Season one is a follow-up to the late NBA star's New York Times bestseller, The Wizenart series, Training Camp. The first book is about a young boy named Reggie who dreamed of being a basketball star. Kobe left the following message after the title page. To young athletes who commit to doing the hard work, the process always pays off. Happy birthday to Christian Combs. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, Jessica.
The neighborhood. Power 98.
All right, Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Rihanna. What did she say Rihanna got coming out? What Rihanna got coming out now? What's dropping now? 570-WPEG, first caller through correct.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yeah, so what are we going to give them, Miss Jessica?
Oh, we getting them 5 shout-outs.
All right, you're going to win them 5 shout-outs. Let's get to it.
The Nosy Neighbor News is sponsored by Hendrick Auto. Coronavirus has brought significant disruption to daily life here in Charlotte. We want you to stay safe and at the same time help the local businesses in our communities thrive. At Tower 98, we've set up Operation Gift Card to help local restaurants and businesses who offer gift cards on their websites. To find out how to purchase gift cards from great businesses, log on to power98fm.com and search Operation Gift Card. We're all in this together.
Together. Together.
Keep...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Larry Matt has been brought to you by Stunner for Vegas. His cash. You know, we're gonna be giving up $500. $500 coming up right around the corner, but we're giving it up six times a day. We're giving up $500. All you got to do is listen out for the keyword. We give you the keyword, and you can put it in on our app. You can put it in on our website, or you can text the keyword to 45911. That's right, 45911. Now, if you win the 500, you qualify for the grand prize of $10,000. This is a Motor City contest. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. All right, Larry today is mad at any and everybody out there faking with this coronavirus out there. So I'm really mad at a man in New York City. What happened in New York, a man, he knew he had coronavirus symptoms. He knew that he had possibly been exposed to the coronavirus. His wife was having their baby in the hospital in New York. This man told the doctors and the nurses and everybody that he was well and he was okay and he didn't have any coronavirus symptoms. So they let him in the maternity ward. And then all of a sudden, his wife got sick. His wife got sick, and then he finally fessed up and said, "Oh, yeah, I did. I was around a few people who had been exposed to the coronavirus." This man is in there exposing the whole maternity ward, including his wife and his own damn baby, to the coronavirus. Now, listen, y'all stop playing with the COVID-19. Stop playing with the COVID-19. If you got any symptoms, don't be going around nobody else, especially the baby. You're going to go around the babies. And your own baby. Now, the New York Hospital Association did say they cannot release whether the man infected his wife and his baby with the coronavirus from being around them. I'm going to just go on record and say, well, by them saying that, that means he probably did, because they said his wife was already coming down with symptoms. So that's going to lead me to believe that, yeah, he infected her and his baby and possibly other babies in the maternity ward. Now, if you got symptoms, stay your ass at home. And if you're out there faking the other way, like, you know what I mean, like you got it, but you don't, stop playing, man, because it's really people out here that need these tests and that need to get tested. But, however, still adhere to the orders in place. And what, Burpee? Stay your ass
at
home.
In the house.
Hashtag No Limit Larry Matt. Hashtag Larry Matt.
No Limit Larry.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app.
Sometimes I had them thoughts.
Incognito went ape stanky in the mix again. We appreciate you, big dog. And of course, it is time to get Verbal Thoughts.
We've been doing it all week, Larry. Y'all know normally Wednesday is worse than Wednesday. But Pastor Real is quarantined.
Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy, not Pastor Real.
Right, we need to say a prayer for Pastor Real because he's quarantined. Hey, he said God got him covered by the corona.
Yeah, it didn't work. He ain't pray hard enough.
He ain't coming out for it.
He got some sins on his belt.
Something wrong with him. I don't know when we're going to see Pastor Real again. But we've been doing it all week, Larry. We've been talking about the quarantine mixtape that we've been dropping. We're going to drop another one today. What was Monday? Monday's song was
LL Cool J, I Need Gloves. Yesterday was Stay That Way, KP and Envy.
And today, y'all heard of Casanova?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Catch Corona. Ooh. 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 Here you go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Y'all out there playing.
You know, these songs, they had like 20-minute intros.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
Here you go. Catch Corona.
Uh-oh.
Catch Corona. Don't catch Corona. I don't wanna catch Corona. Me and COVID show ain't never been friends. Can't you see how much I'm wearing gloves? I wash my hands in the sink time and time again. Don't catch Corona.
What you tell him?
Catch Corona.
Nah, don't catch that. No, nobody want that. You want to pause it?
Don't catch Corona.
Let him know, Bert. Tell him out there. Tell him out there again.
Catch Corona.
Uh-uh. Don't you catch it now. Don't you catch it now. Don't you catch it now.
Corona. Is it looped? Catch Corona.
And those were Burberry thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
Hey. The struggle is real.
Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
The struggle is real.
Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. And on this We Family Wednesday, we going live to the streets to find out what's going on with our families. That's right, our families in the homeless community. You know we work with the Women and Children's Shelter each and every year. And we just want to know, tap in with them and see what's going on with them and what is going on with the rest of the homeless community. So I called up my big homie from the Salvation Army, Ms. DeRonda Metz. Well, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Just ready and prepared to make sure that our families are safe like we're doing everywhere else across the country.
So let's start with the Women and Children's Shelter, because we heard that, you know, a lot of women were removed from the shelter during this time and placed in hotels. So let's start there.
Okay, sure. So, you know, just to follow the social distance requirements that we all need, you know, the challenging thing for us is, when we got started, it was coming off of winter, so we had people on the floor. So we had about 420 people in the shelter.
Mm.
So our goal was to get that number down in half. And we knew we didn't want to put people on the street, so worked in coordination with Mecklenburg County and were able to get our families moved out in a hotel and able to make sure that we're providing food for them. And it doesn't even just stop there. You know, we're still working. I mean, working with our housing partners to get people in the permanent housing, because one of the things about homelessness and we're trying to, you know, shelter in place and all of that, but we still gotta move people out of homelessness. So that doesn't stop.
For those families that who you weren't able to put into a hotel, what precautions are you taking with and for them?
So what we've done, and we actually gave people options. It's interesting because some people felt more comfortable there. They were closer to moving into housing. So what we've done, our shelter has actually three floors. And so we spread the people out. But I tell you, over the next few days, we're going to be even moving more people out. So we want to really get those numbers down as much as possible. Making sure that when people come in the dining room that they're not sitting side by side. I'm a believer that practicing the social distancing is real. And as we've seen over the past few days, you know, it's something that we all really need to take heed to.
Deronda, you know, I've been working on the street with the homeless people that are actually living out on the street. Yeah. And some that get to live in the urban ministry. A lot of them are men. We have some pregnant women out there as well. What are y'all doing for the ones that actually live out on the street? Because, you know, I had a bright idea. They got this big, big parking lot downtown. I was like, well, we could set some tents up and just let them, you know, live in these tents in the parking lot of this county building. So what are y'all doing for them?
So, you know, I don't want to open up the gates and say we got the answer for everybody, but we will be able to help a lot more of women on the street. So, you know, as a matter of fact, sort of came up with a solution about 15 minutes ago.
Okay.
And I wish, because see, here's the thing. We've been having a homeless crisis for a long time. So this issue coming about, it just sort of just brought it to the light, right? Because, you know, a lot of people didn't see it. So when the Room in the Inn program had to close down because the volunteers needed to take precaution, a lot of those volunteers are retired people. And so they needed to take precautions. So it really brought to the surface what we don't see in this city. So you ride through the city. Now, we as homeless providers know that there's an issue, but it's become more prevalent. So we definitely are thinking about our brothers and sisters. My colleague, Liz Clayson Kelly at the men's shelter, she's a huge advocate for street homeless, and she's out there being a voice. And as far as those families and those women, we're looking at being able to provide shelter for more. Not all. I wish we could. But this is a crisis, not just to Charlotte. Mm-hmm. It's a crisis across this country.
Deronda, what are the needs? What are you all's needs right now as we're going through this?
Listen, I told you, I was at that shelter last night talking to people, and people are watching the news, and people are getting, I don't want to use the word fearful, but they're getting concerned. And so we need masks. I mean, we need masks for not just for our staff, because we can sort of recycle ours, but we need masks for our guests as well. And I know people go back and forth with whether a mask is safe, but, you know, our people want to feel a level of security and safety as well. So just asking people that maybe make masks, we'll take the bandanas, right? So, you know, something that people can cover up with. Last night, it came up, and I'll be honest with you. We literally took some sheets and just cut some sheets up. But that's one of the things we need. The other thing that we need is, as we're trying to get people out of homelessness, because that's still our job, it does not stop. We can't stop, you know, because we don't want this crisis to be over, because we already know when the crisis is over that we're going to have more people in homelessness. So trying to get those people out that are already experiencing it, you know, we need property managers that's willing to work with us. So, you know, we like, you know, I'm not saying we got an endless supply of money, but we do have resources to pay folks rents up, you know, for this next year. So we need people that have properties available, not rooms for rent, because we can't do rooms for rent, but people that may have some rentals, don't put nobody out to give it to us, but somebody that may have something vacant that we could use. Those are our two greatest needs right now.
So if you're a property manager, like of an apartment complex, or if you own your rental properties, y'all are paying full rent right now?
For some of our families, yes. For some of our families, because we have to, because we have so many families. And these were families that are already in our system, so we don't have the capacity to help the entire community. Right now, our goal is to get these families that we're working with, house or for our families that are already in shelter or in a hotel, we can. And we're really focusing on those families that were working prior to this crisis, really focusing on those families. They may be out of a job now, but they were working. So when this is over and that year is over, they'll be able to go back to work and be able to keep sustain their unit.
No doubt. And, you know, I spoke to a property manager. She said she's the property manager over there at Presley Apartments. I hope she's listening this morning. She said she had one bedroom, two bedrooms, and three bedrooms available. So maybe we can make a connection there. And speaking to the other community, people who own rental properties who are currently vacant, y'all need to give us a call, or we can get you in contact with DeRonda so we can move some of these families in, because, like she said, they have the resources. And one thing about resources, if you don't use them, they go away.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So this,
and this, so this is our time, and this is when we need it the most, because we got to get prepared. We got to get prepared. Unfortunately, I homelessness was already on the rise. We projected it's going to increase, so we definitely don't want to have a system where we can't help anybody because it's already still full.
So, DeRonda, man, it's live inside the madhouse via telephone. We're practicing social distancing, so we have to have everybody on the phone that we have as guests for the most part. So, talk about, because I've been on the front line of this thing for the last like 4 or 5 months. So talk about the number of young people actually living in shelters and living on the streets, because I'm seeing 18 to 24, 25-year-olds living on the streets and living in the shelters.
Yeah, so that is our growing population, and we serve that 18 to 24-year-old that's in the shelter. You know, a lot of times, maybe not necessarily aged out of foster care, but had contact with the foster care system. So just working with, and that population is increasing, and they are on the streets. You know, they're kind of difficult to really kind of count, because a lot of them do a lot of couch surfing and living with friends. But that definitely is a growing homeless population.
Why is that population growing so much right now? Like, what are you seeing and what are you hearing? And why is that population growing so much?
So one of the things that we see is that a lot of times when, you know, a lot of us didn't leave home either when we were 18. But a lot of times the families that they come from are just fragile and also struggling, and they can't support them until they can support themselves. So a lot of it is that, you know, just working at the Salvation Army for 30 years and seeing some of our moms' kids come back as moms, as adults, you see that, you know, they don't have a social support system that families may have had at one point. A lot of them have had contact with the juvenile system, with the foster care system, And some of them, to be totally honest, some of them struggle with some mental illness as well.
Right. So what can we be doing as a community right now to help you out? Like, are y'all taking donations via the website or Cash App or anything like that? And is there volunteer opportunities available, even though a lot of people say, even though we're supposed to be practicing social distancing, is there still volunteer opportunities available?
Yeah, so it's tough, right, with the volunteer opportunities and trying to make sure we're following the CDC. One of the things I really wish that we could have is, as we move families out of the shelter, I know this is going to be a tough one and I probably shouldn't say it. So if, from using the social distance model, that we could sort of support or help those families, I know that's going to be kind of difficult. But that's one of the things I think about. The other thing that it is that we really, really do need to start wearing those masks in our population. And so for people that know how to make masks or want to learn how to make masks, or, you know, want to buy bandanas, you know, the bandanas are a little strange, but, you know, we could really use that. And I really believe in our population of people that are homeless, because what's going to happen, and just trust me, we have not seen a large outbreak of people that tested positive for the COVID virus in the homeless population. We're all kind of watching that, but we know that it's everywhere, so it's there as well.
Right.
So we may as well just safe up and as much as possible. Mm-hmm.
right, so, you know, because we're out on the streets with the homeless, we've been talking to the officers, and the officers actually just said the same thing that you said, and they said they're trying to keep it that way because if it does hit the homeless community, it's going to spread like wildfire because a lot of them are in close proximity to each other. So, you know, we're just trying to help on a day-to-day basis. Deronda, thank you for stopping through the madhouse, and I just wanted to let you know, since you need masks, I've got somebody that's got about 13,000 masks that are coming in, so you let me know what you need over there, how many you need over there, and I get them to you.
That is beautiful. I am going to text you, and I'm going to give you a crazy number now.
tell me what the number is. We make it happen.
Okay, I'm going to send it to you, but I really appreciate you, Larry. I appreciate you guys, Power 98. I appreciate you all for being out in the community, working with people that are homeless. Not just talking about it, but working with them as well. So thank you guys.
And hopefully when all this is over, we can still do our sleep out for the homeless like we do each and every year at the Center of Hope.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So appreciate you all so much. And let's all stay connected.
All right, for sure. And you got a website or anything anybody can go by to get or give some information?
Absolutely. We have, it's the Salvation Army, www, the Salvation Army Charlotte. And, Larry, if you have somebody, you have my contact information, and somebody calls in and say, we got a unit, I'm just going to tell you, if they call and say they got a unit available, you need to give them my cell phone number.
Okay, I got you. So that's for all the private owners out there and the property managers. If you got something available and it's legit, hit me up and we'll get some families connected where you are. And well, they paying rent because I ain't going to pay the rent. Salvation Army paying full rent. Thank you, Deronda.
Thank you all. Okay, y'all have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Y'all sleeping on me, huh? Had a good snooze.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
Oh, man. Well, so the phone line got messed up, so I had to reset the phone line. So somebody in the madhouse got to play Black Smart, because we got to play Black Smart, because it's everybody's favorite game show. Nah.
Let's have the one that we question his blackness the most, Burpee.
What the hell?
Yeah, I agree with Burpee, because Burpee, you grew up in a two-parent home.
What does that? So did Jessica.
On the side of Virginia.
But my dad is from Betty's Ford Road.
Yeah, you're naming all of Jessica's qualifications.
But Jessica's parents are from Betty's Ford Road. She went to
and went to West Charlotte.
No, hell no. And she don't know nothing about sports. Nope.
Just and I completed my four-year degree at an HBCU. You didn't.
Yep, Burpee
didn't. Couldn't handle all that black.
I went to HBCU longer than you did.
But you didn't finish. You're the only one on the show who didn't finish their degree.
You couldn't handle the blackness, Burpee. You black.
That's the epitome of black. Going to school forever and not finishing?
Nah, because black people don't waste their money.
Hello.
Yep, Burpee, there it is. You're playing. All right, Burpee, are you?
I hate you.
Burpee, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions.
I hate it here.
If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we're going to quarantine your ass and take your black card.
I promise.
Card.
If y'all give me the hardest questions you can think, I'm fighting. It's going to be a riot.
Kick it off, Miss Jessica. What you got for him?
This question isn't hard at all, Burp. Christian Combs is celebrating his birthday today. Who is Christian Combs' father?
Oh, Diddy.
Yeah, see?
That was just too easy, Justin. That was too easy.
Well, that was the one that I had anyway.
Okay. All right, Burp, you ready?
Oh, hell.
In the movie.
In the what?
In the movie.
I can't
movie.
Do that and be the participant.
I'll do it.
Okay. In the movie.
In the what?
In the movie.
In the what?
In the movie. In the movie ATL, what was T.I.'s character name?
Larry, you.
Oh!
I got it, man. Yeah, I got it.
Hold on.
His name was Rashad. It's too late.
Nah, he ain't get that right.
Yes,
right.
I did.
Your third and final question. You get this right, you Black Smart. If you don't, you took too long. Really, for it to be 3 seconds.
First of all, we don't like your attitude.
Yeah, you don't get the yes. You don't get to yell out on Black Smart.
I got it right. This third question is just for GP because I got it right.
You missed it. You took
you ain't been in the game with us.
Yeah. I made the rules. That's why I said I got it right.
You didn't make the rules. We made the rules. And you took, and you took too long to answer the question.
What's the third question?
You want to give it to him, Jesse? You want me to give it to him?
I
got one.
You got one?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I'll go with yours.
All right, Burp. Name me three black inventors.
Black inventors?
Yes.
And what did they invent?
Yeah, and what did they invent?
Oh, hell.
oh, my goodness.
Nice. George Washington Carver.
What did he invent?
He invented uses of the peanut.
Okay.
You got...
Yeah.
What's my man name?
Yep. No.
I didn't know the question.
Oh, no.
Let me answer the question.
Let me answer the question.
Run that black card.
You got
Jessica, was he black smart?
You ain't never answered the question.
No. To the no. Hell no. To the no. Hell no. To the no. No.
Everywhere Bourbon goes, tell him if he in the black community, get out.
Get out. He
black
is not smart
is brought to you by U.S. Auto.
Better vehicles,
better financing,
all credit levels.
Just had to put this out there.
This.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks. What do you have to say? It go
down in. Y'all already know how it goes down. Ms. Jessica, what was that question of the day today?
Today we were asking Madhouse Nation, who is the best singer from a group that went solo? I said Beyonce, and I got a couple of people that actually agree with me on Beyonce. Who that Dixon said? Lionel Richie. I had another person that said Cisco, and a lot of people chimed in and said Justin Timberlake, which I also think is a great pick.
My man, It's Luxury Living, a.k.a. Big Rob, said Bobby Brown. Ben Shamir said Tina Turner, Diana Ross. Shout out to Annie Love. She said Michael Jackson. A lot of people said Michael Jackson and Beyonce.
Yeah.
Yes, a lot of Michael Jackson and Beyonce.
Yeah, I got a lot of Michael Jackson and Beyonce.
Sean Stockman. That's what SRT underscore Benton said. And the GOAT 27 said Lil Wayne.
Marshall Roberto said Aretha Franklin.
Aretha. Aretha was a part of a group.
I forgot the name. I forgot the name of the group she sang with.
Yeah.
We did too.
But nobody said Patti LaBelle.
She was in a group?
Yeah, she was in the LaBelle's.
You're right.
Lee Hart said for rock, Sammy Hagar. Pop, Michael Jackson, country, Vince Gill, Motown, Smokey Robinson, rap, Dr. Dre. So he broke it down by category. Someone else said make this same post by decades.
By decades, that's pretty good.
We didn't want to do all that.
Just answer the question.
I got it right. Just answer, like, why you gotta be so extra? If we talking in terms of numbers, MJ hands down. Donnie Smith said Beyonce and Omarion.
Omarion's pretty dope.
Yeah,
that was my pick.
I got a lot of different answers. I got Ronald Isley. People was chiming in on this one. Diana Ross. Yeah, it's a lot. I got too many.
All right, so you know, we got to check this Madhouse voicemail. They popping on there. We tell you if you call the voicemail, you can answer the Madhouse question of the day, or you can talk about anything that's going on the show. What y'all hollering about today, Big Dog, Big Mama?
It's Justin Timberlake. It's got to be Justin Timberlake. He did that. Ben Dahl from NSYNC. I think Justin Timberlake is the best solo artist.
Hey, no limit. I don't know if anybody said it yet, but you got to give Cisco his props and Drew Hill. Definitely that album. He had that first album. I think it's went diamond. I think 10 million. Plus, he owned his own rights to the songs, too, man.
Okay, that's what's up. I don't know if the Cisco first album went diamond. We got to go check.
I don't think that it
We got to go check that. Because it's not too many
albums. Checker.
It's not too many albums that went diamond. Yeah. And I don't know if that one made it. It sold a lot of
diamond
copies, though.
Diamond mean is 10 million.
I don't think it sold 10 million. It sold a lot, but I don't know about 10 million. It's only a few.
Hold on.
Nelly has a diamond album. 50 has a diamond album. Outkast has a diamond album. And then, you know, of course, a bunch of other white folk. But, I don't know. Check that one.
We'll come. The Dragon album sales.
Yeah, come back to that.
We'll come back with that.
I don't know. We got to fact check. But if you got it on your mind, let it off. And of course, you know you can tap in on the Madhouse question of the day. We drop it at 6:05. We'll play your responses back at 9:25.
It's No Limit Larry in the morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.